Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
So today I'm going to do a really quick episode about some legislation and some new information that we have from AAPA about the PA career. This is going to be really, really fun. If you get an interview and they ask you about some sort of legislation that is going on in the PA world, you can bust out with some of this knowledge and look really, really impressive. So, okay. So there was some recently published research by AAPA staff and other people who examined the last decade of medical malpractice reports. So what they were trying to find in this study is that, hey, do malpractice incidents increase with PAs, right? Are PAs safe, effective providers, or is there any kind of difference between malpractice cases that involve PAs? And the whole point of this is to help increase our scope of practice, right? You've probably read that a lot of states are wanting to increase the scope of practice of PAs, remove the supervising physician, et cetera. And to do that, you need to go back at the literature and kind of see what it says. And the study found that no evidence that creating what they call a permissive practice environment led to increased malpractice payment reports. Right? And in fact, that having this more permissive PA practice environment, right, having PAs able to do more things, which does vary by state and by hospital, actually led to a reduction in medical malpractice payment reports for PAs and physicians. So this research is really, really exciting because it supports what AAPA has always known, and that's, hey, PAs are safe providers, they provide high quality care, and we need to continue to remove barriers to PA practice, which is really, really exciting to have this type of research come out from AAPA. So really, really exciting, shows that, hey, we're doing what we need to do, etc. So as you probably have known, that there are some states that have legislation to remove the kind of PA physician collaboration agreement, right? It wasn't always called a collaboration. We were called supervising physicians. So there's lots of different names for this, but a lot of states are looking at this and they're trying to see, do we still need to have these restrictions on PAs? What is the PA physician relationship? What should it be, et cetera? And so state legislation is underway and is pending in 15 states. Okay, so 15 states, there's some legislation pending. So that doesn't mean that it's 100% going to go through, but that just means that there is some legislation kind of underway to advocate for PA positive changes. And these changes do vary by state, but there are a few that are considering removing the relationship requirement between a PA and physician. So considered removing that you need a collaboration physician, you need a supervising physician. And this is really, really exciting to kind of see where this state advocacy is going to go. And the last update I'm going to give you is that PA licensure compact. So if you've heard any of our previous podcasts, basically right now, with a lot of states, when you move from state to state, you have to have a new state license, right? So if you, let's say, work on the border between Kentucky and Tennessee, you have to have a state license in Kentucky and Tennessee to see those patients. So things that come down to, like, maybe telemedicine, or maybe you want to change jobs, maybe you're moving, maybe you live in a tri-state area where you have to have a lot of state licenses. The thought is, hey, why don't we have this reciprocal state license? If you have a license in Alabama, why can't the other states surrounding Alabama kind of recognize that license? So right now we have to pay a fee, we have to send in a form, we have to do this for all these different states. And a few states have already signed this compact, and it is pending in another 15 states, and they expect other states to come on board. Guys, this is going to be amazing for when you are a PA, because now if you want to take a job somewhere else, you don't have to worry about waiting until you get that state license coming through. If you work in an area where maybe you see a lot of patients from different states, if you want to do things like telemedicine where you could see patients, you know, for anywhere, basically, this is really, really exciting. So this is just going to make it even easier to be a PA, even easier to switch jobs and specialties, etc. So this is going to be really amazing. So I'm super excited that it's pending in 15 states. A few states have already signed, and hopefully all the states will get on board. So this is just a quick update about things that are coming down the PA path. If you were a pre-PA, PA student, this is really, really exciting for you guys, because hopefully by the time you guys graduate and get out there, you can start advocating for these things and we continue to make these PA positive changes.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work, and we will catch you at the next episode.